Deputy Chief Justice of Ingushetia's Supreme Court, Aza Gazgireva, was killed after gunmen opened fire on her chauffeur-driven van in the republic's biggest city, Nazran. Russian TV reports say one of the assassins then walked up to Gazgireva's body and shot her in the head. At least five other people were injured in the attack, including a one-year-old child. Ingushetia's Deputy Interior Minister, Valery Zhirnov, called the attack particularly brazen and brutal.
В настоящий момент сформирована оперативно-следственная группа.
The police official says an investigative team has been organized, leadership has met, and all possible steps are being taken to find the killers. Zhirnov says material evidence has been found on the scene that will help solve the crime. Gazgireva's death comes 18 months after her predecessor on the court was also shot. On Friday, the interior minister of neighboring Dagestan was gunned down by a sniper during a wedding. On Tuesday, two Dagestani police officers were killed in separate incidents just hours after Russian President Dmitry Medvedev visited the republic in response to growing violence in the Caucasus. He traveled with his entire National Security Council. The Russian leader says problems in the Caucasus region are systemic. Mr. Medvedev says those problems are persistent poverty, a very high unemployment level, and massive, even fantastic levels of corruption. He adds that systemic deformation of government on a regional level not only impacts its effectiveness, but is accompanied by loss of trust in authority. Mr. Medvedev says other elements of the Caucasus problem include over-reliance on federal subsidies that has stifled business development, foreign Muslim extremists, and drug trafficking. Sergei Aritunyan, Caucasus expert at the Russian Academy of Sciences, told VOA the Kremlin must take active measures to prevent the loss of its southern republics. Aritunyan says the Kremlin appears either unwilling or unable to take the steps needed to solve problems in the Caucasus. Other Caucasus experts in Russia have issued similar warnings. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.